Energy Composites Corporation currently employs 100 people in economically depressed Wisconsin Rapids, but CEO Sam Fairchild envisions a much bigger future. He wants to build a new 500,000-square-foot plant and hire 600 additional workers to build turbine blades for wind energy.
Those are high-paying, non-exportable jobs. They can't be exported because these blades are much too expensive to transport from other countries, so they could not be made in China.
The blades can't be shipped because of their huge size, 65 meters long, built out of a composite material of plastics and fiberglass. Fairchild sees his turbines going up all over the Great Lakes region and improving the entire Wisconsin economy.
We are actually quite bullish that this will help to make Wisconsin perhaps the epicenter for the use of composites in the creation of wind energy.
But there's a problem. Energy Composites needs tax-exempt bond money to build its new plant, and the federal stimulus bill excluded Wisconsin Rapids and Wood County from the regions that are eligible for assistance. Now Sam Fairchild is hoping that the state legislature comes to the rescue by passing a bill that would make Wisconsin stimulus bond money available everywhere in the state, including Wood County.
There is no loser if the legislation is passed. There is a huge loser if it's not, and that's the state of Wisconsin.
Fairchild says if the legislation doesn't pass, he may have to take his plans for high-tech wind turbines and 600 jobs to another state. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.